Beis Hashem, tonight we're going to pick up with measurements in halacha, and we're going to continue on from some of the topics that we discussed before. Tonight's topic is the Amah. But how to understand the Shiur Amah, we're going to have to review a couple of things that we saw last week. And the goal is, we've been learning Hilchos Shabbos, and the discussion of measurements in halacha really appears, as you have in the booklet in front of you, with the Shiur of Revius in Hilchos Shabbos for a kos of wine. And then Rav Rafi had asked me in regards to to another area that's in Hilchos Shabbos, and that is the Isser, or the mitzvah, of wearing tzitzis without tcheles on Shabbos. And we're going to discuss the Shir Beged of tzitzis. That will be next week. And then in Mirza Hashem, in 2 weeks from now, we're going to begin Simen Shin Mem, the halachas of Korea, the end of Hilchos Shabbos, the many of the topics that are not where that the Kolel is not going to get to in the regular Seder and Hilchos Shabbos. So we'll do that in the Mishnah Berurah as well from Simen Shin Mem. Okay. Last week we had seen, Rav Zev wasn't with us last week, right? So last week we had seen the following. It's important for all of us to remember the following discussion. The Be'er Halach and Dibra Amaskel Shel Revius and Simen Reish Ayin Aleph Yud Gimel quotes a fascinating tzlach. It's going to take us 5-10 minutes to reconstruct the chumrah, the tzlach, which changes the world of shiurim even today. And that is, the tzlach said that the halacha seems to be at first glance inconsistent. Now, the halacha tells us the shiur, the amount for a revius, in two different contexts. We saw last week, we wrote on the board, and we'll write it again this week, Be'ez Hashem. We saw last week, and we have it in front of us in the graph from Rabbi Frank. I told one of the boys, people think of the Frank Dictionary as being basics. Actually, the Frank Dictionary is probably one of the most important svarim in terms of halacha lemaisa for us today. And the reason for that is because, if you take a look 7 or 8 pages in, he summarizes the different shiurim. And what we had seen last week is that a lug is 6 basin. A revius is a quarter of a lug, right? A revius. Revius is a quarter. And therefore, a revius is 1.5 beitzim. Now, the question becomes, what is a beitzim? That was a big question last week. Okay. So now, on that question of what constitutes a beitzim and what constitutes a revius, so the Be'er Halacha pointed out that the Tzlach said there's another Gemara. Aside from this Gemara that we know that a Revius, that Lug is 6 Beitzim, and Revius is 1/4, there's another Gemara. This Gemara appears, and we have it on your photocopy as well, and Psachim on Daf Kuftes. Now Psachim Kuftes is a complicated Gemara, and it followed with a complicated Rambam. However, what is quite clear from the Gemara is the Gemara gives us the shiur of a mikvah, which we know has 40 sa'a. The Gemara gives us that shiur of mikvah also in terms of measurements of thumbs. Okay? So the Gemara in Psachim tells us the amount of thumbs, which is a godel, which would also be, thumbs are also necessary in calculating a tefach. The Gemara tells us that there are, we'll see the exact number, because we'll see in a moment in Gemara Ne'irvin, but the Gemara tells us the amount of thumbs for a mikvah, which is 40 sa. Okay? So we have two different Gemaras. One is the Shir of Lug, which appears in Arvei Psachim and other places. That, and then we have, also in Psachim on Kuftes, we have the Shir of Thumbs. Okay. Came along the Tzlach. And the Tzlach said that I tried to figure out that, making sure whether we have our Shiurim correct. And the Tzlach points out that the Rambam, this is all still a review from last time, this is photocopied as well, after Rabbi, let's see, where do we have the Rambam? We have the Rambam right after the Shulchan Aruch and the Be'er Halacha. We'll read all inside shortly. That the Rambam in Perek Vav of Bikurim gives us the shear of Challah. So we have Exhibit 1, Exhibit 2, and Exhibit 3 is the shear Challah. Now Challah is amazing. You know what the shear of Challah is? It's the gematria of Challah. And that is 43 beitzim. When you have flour of 43 beitzim, then you have to be mafresh challah. Gematria, perfect. Okay. Now, says the Tzlach, I made a cheshbon that the Rambam gives me in Perek Vav. He gives me the shir isa shechayeves bechala, and he makes the cheshbon based on the thumbs of the Gemara Kuftes. And the Rambam gives us the exact shear in terms of the dram. Now the Rambam doesn't use the term dram. This is a term that we haven't yet come across. Last week I didn't mention it's going to be important shear today. And the shear, the Rambam tells us the exact weight based on drams. All that's all in front of us. On the third page in the Rambam, in Perek Vav, the Kesef Mishnah tells us that when the Rambam says Zuz Mitzri, that refers to a dram. By the way, a dram is still a term that was used in the early 20th century in Egypt. Chacham Avadia, we're going to see, Yeshua Chacham Avadia, he says we know what a dram is. We still know to this day what a dram is. Amazing. Okay. So the Rambam gives us the measurement of what's going to come out, the exact size. We could measure the shear then of a revius in two ways. We could measure the shear of a revius in terms of beitzim, but we could also measure the shear based on the thumbs. And the Gemara in Arve Psachim, when you break it down, if you take 40 saw, and you make it smaller and smaller, you could cheshbon based on the thumbs. If you take a look, Rav Ginsburg Shlita, I photocopy this for you, gave us, just drew that out for us very, very nicely. He drew out, if you take a look, what page number is it over here? Maybe it's after Tshuva. It's after where? After Rabbi Frank. Beautiful. So right, it's actually missing in mine. So Rav Ginsburg, you could look at it, I know what it says. Rav Ginsburg there points out the shear revius of thumbs. How does he say it? It's like 2 by 2 by 2 by 3, right? He has over here 2 by 2 by 2.7. So we could figure out based on the Gemara in Psachim what that is. So far everything's going beautifully. Okay. However, comes along the Tzlach. And the Tzlach says he got stuck. Because if you take this shear, that what comes out is a revius is 2 by 2 etzbaos. By 2.7. If you measure that, says the Tzlach, this will end up almost being twice the size of 1.5 eggs, something has broken down between Roman numeral 1 and Roman numeral 2. And those are two Gemaras. The Gemara tells us that a revius is 1.5 eggs. The Gemara in Psachim on Kuftes tells us how many thumbs go into a mikvah. And if you do the math, and everybody agrees, and based on the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim, it comes out that a revius would be the volume of 2 by 2 by 2.7 expos. Frek the Tzlach, it doesn't add up. Oh, now we're ready to read the Be'er Halacha inside. Zok the Heliga Be'er Halacha, the first wide line, Shal revius ayin Mishneh Berurah, V'hine agon atzlach, Perek arvi psachim kosav, Shetorach umodat shir kemech l'chala, Pishur shal Rambam. He measured it out. Shu shiur shav chizda b'gemara pi cheshma mem salam mikva. V'shuv modat shiur chala pi mashi pilu mem gimel beitzim min amayim. Now how did the tzlach measure 43 eggs? So he did, and this is very important, he did displacement. He put the size of what would be 1.5. He put the size of 43 beitzim. He put them into the water, and he measured how much water came out. And what came out is only half the amount of 43 beitzim if he measured based on his thumbs. And therefore, that led the tzlach to come to the following conclusion. Bizman hazeh, says the tzlach, or revius, tzlach says, bizman hazeh, revius, is 3 eggs, not 1.5. 3 eggs and not 1.5. In Kainim Advarim, then the shiurim hamamish doubled. That's what the tzlach concluded. So now we have all the maramakomos in front of us. We have the Gemara in Psachim Kuftes that gives us the exact measurement of the mikvah based on thumbs. We have in front of you also the Gemara in Erevin that I mentioned in terms of what is the size of a tefach. And what is the size of an amma? We know that also we use the thumbs. That when it comes to a tefach is 4 thumbs. And an amma is 6 tefachim. Okay? We'll come back to that. So I just want to share with you what are the gemaras hayiduos. And the tzlach then comes to the conclusion that the shiur is no longer the same shiur as it used to be. And we have a fundamental machlokas. As Rav Ginsburg Shlita summarizes very well. In number 2, take a look at number 2. According to those who measure the eggs today, by the same way they used to as once upon a time, if you don't assume the tzlach, then a beitza is 2 ounces, and a revius is 3 ounces, as we described on last Thursday. However, skip down to number 4. According to the tzlach, what comes out is you got to double everything. So take a look. Approximately, and the small letters of Ginsburg wrote, approximately 5.5 ounces, according to the tzlach. And this is the position of the Chazon Ish. Last week, it seemed that the Chafetz Chaim was choshesh for the position of the tzlach for Dine Doraisa. Now, before we go on, Ad Kan, our previous shir. What I want to do before we get to the Amma itself is present to you 2 different other approaches amongst the Gedolei Achronim. We have 2 extremes. We learn 2 extremes. Either you go with the tzlach, or pshara of the Chavetz Chaim, the tzlach for Doraisas, and non-tzlach for Derabbanans. Or you go with the mahalach of those who disagree, Reb Chaim Noah, and you see that, again, in Rabbi Frank's thing. Rabbi Frank summarizes beautifully. He has the revius according to the Chazon Ish. It's 0.15 liters versus Rabbi Chaim Noah's 0.086 liters. Quite a difference, all based on this above machlokas. But now I first wanted to share with you something, 2 exciting points. Number 1 is the position of Chacham Avadya. Chacham Avadya was felt strongly that the shita of the tzlach was incorrect. And he felt that when it came to all shiurim, the halacha is that we still define it a revius by 1.5 eggs. And take a look at this fascinating tshuva from Chacham Avadia, page right after Ramesha Feinstein. We're going to get to Ramesha Shid in a moment. Remind me to make sure we get to Ramesha. But I photocopied here quite a few of Chacham Avadia's tshuva, because he points out a couple of amazing things. First of all, he quotes the tshuva me'ava. And the tshuva me'ava mentions the following problem with the tzlach's measurement. And that is, the tshuva me'ava says that he knows that his Rebbe the tzlach was a large man. And he had large thumbs. Now, if the tzlach's thumb was even 2 centimeters larger than my thumb, then it's going to change the shiurim dramatically, right? If the tzlach's thumb was even a fifth thicker than mine, so then every time you're measuring an etzba, it's 1/5 more. If you're talking about the shear of memsa, it's going to change the shear of a mikvah dramatically. Every I'm about to say inch, but it's not an inch. It's a lot less than an inch. Every centimeter is going to change. Yes, Rav Zev?
I assume, it's a historical question, but I assume when the tzlach did the cheshbon, averaged.
Very good. So the tzlach, if you take a look, I photocopied it last week. The tzlach, I have it sitting on my desk at home. By the way, the tzlach is in Psachim, in Arvei Psachim, towards the end. It's a regular piece. It's okay. We'll look later. The tzlach himself claims, in response, you're right, Rav Zev, the tzlach addressed it. The tzlach claims that people did not get larger from the time of Chazal. So therefore, he says, it can't be that my etzba is bigger.
But also, I assume he didn't have 20 adults.
Okay, right, because we did see that the Be'er Halacha did make that adjustment. He says, I measured by the average person. It's a fair point. But stronger than this argument of Chacham Avadya Zatzal, is the argument that the Rambam concluded. The Rambam was our third page in our booklet. The Rambam concluded, as I mentioned before, Vehem, about 5 or 6 lines before Halacha Tezayin, Vehem Mishkal Shisho Shmonim Slaim, the Rambam now has measured out the size of a mikvah, and he says, it's 68 slaim, Ushnei Shlishi Selam Mikem Achitim Shem Mitzrayim. Shehem Mishkal, and it's the weight of Chamesh Meo Zuz V'Esrim Zuz Mizuzay Mitzrayim Bizman Hazeh. And the Kes of Mishnah comments that that's a drum. That shear is the shear of a drum. So we know the weight of the volume, presumably in water. We know the weight, the exact weight of what that area is that the Rambam describes. And he spells out exactly how many drams. So Chacham Avadya goes on and he says the following. He says, we know exactly how large a dram is. Where does Chacham Avadya say this? Yet, on the top page, Reish Pei Aleph, he quotes the Chazon Ish, who says, Uladaito, first line of Reish Pei Aleph in the Yechavadas, I'm reading from Simin Nun Hei in the Yechavadas Chelek Dalid, Uladaito ein lismoch al shir adram. And the Chazon Ish said, you can't rely on the dram. Umemichilas kvot harasel, third line from the top, ein divreim nechonim. Shadovur lemala b'kol safek shelo yishum shinui b'mishkal adram b'meshal kol adoros. Sharei gam moran ha-shulchan aruch. Maybe the shir chalas tough kuf ches dram. So you got that? that in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Chala, they tell us the exact shiur of Chala. 43 beitzim is Taf Kuf Chaf. What's Taf Kuf Chaf? Taf is 400, Kuf is 100, 520 drams. V'chein b'Shulchan Aruch, and we have in Shulchan Aruch, the shiur of Pidyon HaBen, 30 dram kesef. And Chacham Ovadi goes on to say, and we have Svardik Poskim from after the time of the Shulchan Aruch that all give the same shear, and we know exactly how many dram it is. Somebody's got to go to Egypt and today to find out if there's a dram, but we're just second to second. We saw that a shear avias is 1.5 eggs. And it comes out to 27 dram. Says Chacham Avadi, we know exactly the shear. Yeah.
We know also from history that this measurements of the same name, they used to change in their...
So Chacham Avadya says that measurement, the measurement of the dram, we have not only in terms of the name dram, but for example, in terms of a beitza. And it works. He says it works. And it's still 1.5 beitzim. That exact shear of Chav Zayin dram is still 1.5 beitza.
Because the poskim say that, maybe poskim would be quoting each other for the shalshalos and tedoros, but while the measurements actually changed.
No, he claims that it didn't. He claims that it didn't, and he claims that it even fits exactly for our beitzim today. So that's amazing. First of all, you know, again, you maybe you're right. The Chazon Ish did feel what you said. Chacham Avadya says that the shear is the same. Hence, according to Chacham Avadya, it's very simple, a shear of a revius is 3 ounces and not 5.5, like the tzlach. That's ha'or aleph. Number one, he tainas that the answer to the Noda B'Yehuda's test is that the Noda B'Yehuda's thumbs were larger, and once they're slightly larger, then everything's thrown off. Then everything's thrown off. When you're cheshbening something like, when you're sending something like a revius, and you're going first to 40 sun, then working backwards, then the numbers are going to get totally thrown off. If the thumbs are a little bit off. That's number one. By the way, Rav Ginsburg here wrote Pompeii. There is a big Talmud Chacham I mentioned to you last week, that Rav Shlomo Zalman, when he came to speak to him, the legend has it that when Rav Margolin came to speak to Rav Shlomo Zalman, Sir Rav Shlomo Zalman said there's somebody who wrote an excellent article about Shiurim, and he was him. Telling him, why don't you look at it? He was talking to the Mechaber himself, who was telling the Rav Shlomo Zalman. His name is Rav Margolin. By the way, he has an excellent sefer in Avodas Hashem that I highly recommend in terms of learning, called Hadron Alecha. It's a chizuk about covering ground and doing a lot of chazaras. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful sefer. Anyhow, Rav Margolin feels very strongly that Chacham Avadya was right, and that most of the Chachmei HaMesorah have proven that the shear of the Chazon Ish is not correct. One of his proofs is an archaeological proof. In Bnei Brak, they probably won't be goreis this proof, but it's interesting. He says, it's well known, Pompeii was a city that was destroyed by a volcano, was covered over by lava, and was frozen. In other words, the city existed underneath the lava. They found eggs. They found eggs from that period of time. And the eggs are like our eggs, the same size. So that was Margolin's other raya. That the at least going back to Pompeii, which is when?
69.
Awesome. 69 before the Common Era. Approximately 69 before the Common Era. We won't pass in Hilchos Chala based on this. 69 before the Common Era. So then, that's how I remember it also. So then that would be, that's Rav Margolin's raya. Now, I pointed out in the past that this is a kula, right? You could have a smaller kais. And Rav Nevinsal, we saw last week, it's on our photocopies as well, says that we have a tradition that the Chavetz Chaim used a smaller shear kais, And therefore, it must have been that the Chavetz Chaim was only being choshesh for the Nadab Yehuda as a chumrah, but Meikur Dedino, we follow this. But I just want to point out that we're going to hold, Rav Margolin holds that the Shiurim are quite small. He holds that a Kezayis is mamish a Kezayis, like today's Kezayis, he argues. Pshuto kemashmo. Then what will come out is a chumrah for cholim on Yom HaKippurim, etc., etc. So we pointed out every kula is a chumrah, and every chumrah is always a kula. According to Nodeb Yehuda, when it comes Yom HaKippurim, the Nodeb Yehuda, which we normally think of as a big chumrah, becomes an important kula. Of course, that needs to be emphasized. I realize that there's another shita, a brilliant shita that I got to share with you, that the Olam HaTorah doesn't make a big enough deal about, and I'll tell that to you after Rev Zev's question. Yeah.
Maybe I missed this.
Go ahead.
Don't you have to be metarits the inconsistency between, as in, even if you disprove the...
Very good. Very good. Well, so the teretz is that the Nodeb Yehuda's thumbs were off. The Nodeb Yehuda's thumbs were large, and then there's no stira. Uh-huh. Okay? And we're going to, and if you take a look, I'll give you the Marim Makom. Reb Chaim Noah's Sefer is Shi'urei Torah. Reb Chaim Noah was a Talmud Chacham Atzam. He was a Chassid Chabad. You use the Sefer in Hilchos Shabbos. Ktsois HaShulchan. It's an awesome, awesome Sefer. A lot of times he's more Mekel than the Mishnah Berurah. It's a beautiful, beautiful Sefer. He's a Lamdan Atzam. Reb Chaim Noah lived in poverty here in Yerushalayim. He was sent by... there were early Lubavitcher Chassidim that came here in Eretz Yisrael. It's a beautiful, beautiful Sefer. And yeah, Reb Chaim Noah, of course, is the Shir, as we just saw from the Frank graph. Everybody knows that the Shir lenient, right? You know, the Hadassim you don't buy are the Reb Chaim Noahs, right? That's terrible. It's terrible to talk that way. Right? Shir Chazanish is the longer Hadassim. Somehow, because Reb Chaim Noah was Mekel, somehow he became, in regards to Shirim, somehow he became known as like as a Mekel. It has nothing to do with that. It's the way he learned up the sugya. Reb Chaim Noah in Perek Aleph Ha'orachas, I saw it before Shir, just before, says, and if you take the cheshbon of the thumb as being 2 centimeters, he says, then these 2 gemaras work beautifully. So Reb Chaim Noah did the cheshbon, and he said that it must be that the Nodeb Yehuda was measuring a larger thumb than 2 centimeters, because if you do the cheshbon of 2 centimeters, everything is going to be fine. Everything's going to work out beautifully. So according to Reb Chaim Noah and Chacham Avadya, I'm not saying they're the exact same numbers, that's a little bit beyond our scope for today, but the basic mahalach is correct. You don't say that the shiurim are doubled, and Reb Chaim Noah says, I hold that the shiur of a thumb is 2 centimeters. Take a look at it. Let's see if the way I quote Reb Chaim Noah is also the way Rabbi Frank quotes it. Let's take a look at the thumbs, the finger breadth. Beautiful. It's the way I said it. Reb Chaim Noah has it 2 centimeters. The Chazon Ish has it as 2.4 centimeters. I'm by Rabbi Frank on the graph right after Gemara Erevin. So it's the way I saw Reb Chaim Noah says in Perek Aleph, it's 2 centimeters. And he's that's all the difference in the world. If you go like the Chazon Ish, who assumes that a thumb is going to be 2.4 centimeters, then you're going to end up having a much larger kos. By the way, Rav Ginsburg has a great gematria from the Chazon Ish also. We said, according to the Chazon Ish, comes out 5.1 ounces for the sheer kos. And you know, it's gematria also, kos hagun. According to Rav Chaim Noah, it's kos. But according to the Chazon Ish, it's kos hagun. Anyhow. So kos is 86 milliliters, which comes out to 3 ounces, versus the Chazon Ish, it's coming out 5.1. It all makes a difference whether it's 2 centimeters or 2.4 centimeters, the thumb. That's going to be all the difference in the world. So it could be that the Nodeb Yehuda's thumb was 2.4 centimeters. It's not so difficult. And then the drama adds up, and everything adds up. It's beautiful. And Reb Chaim Noah says he did the cheshbon. So it's important nowadays in the world, everybody goes, Shir Chazanish, Shir Chazanish, Shir Chazanish. The truth is, Shir Chazanish has kashas on it. Last week we did another kasha that the Be'er Halacha asked. That the Be'er Halacha says that according to Chazanish, you have to be able to fit at least three sizes, three beitzas in a mouth including the throat. The Chazon Ish claims it's possible. That was last week's shir, and this is the machlokes. But I want to share with you something that the Olam HaTorah, they don't make a big deal enough about Lania's deity. I was blown away. If you take a look, in the Olam HaTorah, they always say, the Tzlach and the Chsam Sofer. The Tzlach and the Chsam Sofer. Both of them hold that the shir of Revius is much larger today. Take a look, the Be'er HaLacha himself quotes it. The Be'er HaLacha says, in the second column, that's on the next page, the second page in our booklet, he writes, Ulefi, seven lines into the Be'er HaLacha, Ulefi mashu mitzadei dat slach v'gam ha-goyin ha-chasam sofer, hu machsi gimel beitzim beininim shalom ha-maklipa. It's not 1.5 beitzim today, it's 3 beitzim, and it's 3 beitzim, so then your shear revius is over 5 ounces. Of course, according to the tzlach, if we're going to be more machmir in terms of how big your kos has to be, you're going to have to be much more machmir. How much matzah you have to eat, right? So I want to share with you the Chassam Sofer's teretz to the stira. It's different. And the world doesn't make enough of a big deal about this, that the Chassam Sofer is a middle shita. You have Reb Chaim Noah, Chacham Avadia, Chazon Ish and the Tzlach. Pshara of the Chavetz Chaim, Doraisis like the Tzlach, the Rabbanans like Reb Chaim Noah, essentially. Comes along the Chassam Sofer, and I photocopy this for you. It's at the end of the thing. I'm going to say over the Chassam Sofer outside. So brilliant. I'll say over the Chassam Sofer outside. Where did the Noda B'Yehuda get this idea that the way to measure the challah of 43 beitzim is by displacement of water? There's no Gemara that says that. How do you measure 43 beitzim when it comes to a shir challah? It's a question. So it's true, the Chassam Sofer says. There are kadmoinim. The Chassam Sofer says in Arachayim Chelakal Simen Kuf Chav Zayin, there are Kadmoinim, the Tur and the Rosh seem to do this idea. But he says even them, it's not so clear, that you measure by how many the eggs, 43 eggs displacing water. That's not so poshut. Because what are we talking about? We're talking about flour. Is flour the same consistency as water? No. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's the answer to the stira. If you were measuring in water, then 43 beitzim would come out to actually 86. And it comes out exactly. The Chassam Sofer says he did it. It would come out to 86. How would we say it? Eggs displacing water. But if we were talking about 43 beitzim of flour, then it would not be 86. It would be 43 of regular beitzim today. Therefore, the Chassam Sofer comes out like this. The Chassam Sofer holds that the Noda B'Yehuda is right when you're measuring liquids in terms of beitzim. Because the consistency of the liquid that's displaced, the water that's displaced, is twice the amount than the content of the egg itself, or the shir challah itself, flour itself. But when it comes to transferring that to other halachos, when it comes to transferring that to thumbs, or when it comes to transferring that to the shir kezayis, the shir kebeitza, the beitza didn't change. The beitza is the exact same, but the measurement of the tzlach is off. Because you don't measure beitzim by displacement of water. Isn't that a gevaldika ha'ara? And it comes out, and the Olam HaTorah, they don't make a big enough deal about this. It comes out that the Chassam Sofer is an in-between shita. The Chassam Sofer agrees that when we're measuring a revius of liquid, then ain't a chanami. Then it's not 1.5 beitzim that's a revius. 3 beitzim are a revius. But if you're talking about measuring in terms of anything else, a kezayis of food or a kebetza of food, then it's the exact same shear. And then what will come out is in Hilchos Matzah, you could say, you measure a beitza today, measure a regular 1.5 beitza, kezayis is a half of that, so it would be equal to 1.5 liquid ounces. A kezayis is half of that, it's 0.75. 0.75 what? What do you call it? 0.75 ounces. 0.75 ounces. That would be the shear of a kezayis. So the chsam sofer is an in-between shita between the two mahalchim. Yes, if you're using displacement and if you're measuring liquid, but at the end of the day, who says that this is the right way to measure challah? Who says by displacing water? If that's so, then the whole kasha of the tzlach fell away. It was only because this contradicted this. And now everything's beautiful. Now let's wrap up. The Shir Amma, and next week we'll talk about Hilchos Tzitzis in terms of Shir Amma. All we have to do now is just put together everything we've discussed.
We just thought that one more time.
Yes, absolutely. This is by far the most technical shiur we've ever done in Hilchos Shabbos. Yeah.
On a very lemaisa.
Yes, absolutely. That's what we're here for.
You have a bucket of water and you stick 43 eggs in the bucket and you see how much
water has come out.
Water has come out. What's the other way of?
The other way says the Chassam Sofer is you're measuring the egg itself. Oh, so that the Chassam Sofer is mesupik about. The Chassam Sofer says there are a couple of other possibilities. Number one is the content of the egg itself. That's one possibility. Oh, very good. And the Chassam Sofer says there's another possibility. And that is you don't measure it in terms of water, but you measure in terms of flour. You put 43 eggs into a bin of flour, and you force out the flour itself. The Chassam Sofer. So Chassam Sofer argues that it would be different. You know why? Because there's air pockets within the flour itself. There are air pockets within the flour itself, and also the thickness of the flour is different. I'll show you where in the Chassam Sofer if you want to read inside. Where the Chassam Sofer is, again, it's in the back of the photocopies. It's the right on the bottom of the first. There are 3 pages in the Chassam Sofer. The first of the 3 pages, I wrote on top, Chuvas Chassam Sofer, Chuva Kuf Chav Zayin. Va'al Koponim, second column on the bottom. Efshar Shiyeh Hefrish Bera Mayim Lekemach, Hachetzi Me'ashir. Vimkein eich efshar l'shar zeh ba'apolos mayim. Dim manushach, iaz lin basar eichus ha-beitzim ha-mapilim mayim, kli ha-machzak elu ha-beitzim yismale kemach. Zeh teima, sharei kemach einena gush u-medubak b'chelko kamo beitzim. Vim nezel basar eichus ha-mayim ha-nimusim kosha, ha-poshut sha-kemach einena mufrad ha-chalokum ke-eichus ha-mayim. The Chassam Sofer argues that you can't measure kemach by water. Water has a different constituency than kemach itself. And therefore it's possible that it would be 86 eggs worth of displacing the water, but it would be 43 eggs of flour. And so that's why the tzlach got into his problem in the first place. Fascinating. Oh, yeah. So now, all we have to do is say the following. If you hold like the Chazon Ish, so then you've got to assume that thumbs are larger. And that's why it's no coincidence. Why? Let's just make the cheshbon. Because the Chazon Ish needs, at the end of the day, the thumbs that equals a revius of 2 by 2 by 2.7, which is based on the Gemara Pesachim on Kuf Tes, that needs to equal the amount of volume of 3 beits, not 1.5. If so, so then you need the Godel, the thumbs to be larger. Oh, and sure enough, as you see in the franc, it's 2.4. Now let's make a cheshbon together. If it's 2.4, let's take a look at the franc. So, according to the Chazon Ish, the shear of the thumb is 2.4, and therefore a tefach, which is, as we saw in the Gemara, is 4 etzbos, that's the Gemara in Erevin, so then it comes out 9.6 centimeters. In contrast to Reb Chaim Noah, it's 8 centimeters. If that's so, then an Amma, according to the Chazon Ish, is 57.6 centimeters, and for our purposes, I think like an American, 22.7 inches. Versus Reb Chaim Noah, whose Tefach was only 3.15 inches versus the Chazon Ish 3.78 inches, so then his Amma is going to be 18.9 inches. And therefore, if we're talking about 10 Ammas for Hilchos Erevin, right? 10 Ammas is a pirtza. I'll share with you something exciting, Aloch Lamaisa. Then what will come out is that 10 Ammas, according to the Chazon Ish, we're doing 10 multiplying 22.7 inches. What would come out is 227 inches. Versus Reb Chaim Noah would be 189 inches, which is an example of where the Kula becomes a Chumrah, the Chumrah becomes a Kula. V'lididi aviyuv, just this week, I was in Har Menuchos to be Malave, one of my Rashi Yeshiva from Taradas, Reb Belsky Zatzal. When I was in Camp Pass, one of the things I did was I tried to make the Erev as best as it could be. Mr. Shmuel Kahn's son-in-law is Reb Mendi Salgo's a Talmud or Rebelsky. So he wanted to bring Rebelsky to show him the Erev in hats. And Kachave, we went around with Rebelsky, and there were many interesting things that came out. One of the interesting things that happened was that there was a pirtza in the gate. I always like to say that my wife, the way my wife says is that there are only two places in the world that I carry an Erev based on the Chumrah that Rav Nevin Sal told me. And it's Camp Hatz because it's surrounded by fences because they're campers. And the Old City. That's what my wife says. Rav Nevin Sal told me not to carry in any Erev. That's a separate discussion. But a fence is not the Tzuras HaPesach. But then I realized that in Hask, there was one of the fences was the entrance to the camp, because it didn't come all the way down to the ground. So I asked Rebelsky, what is the shear of Pirtza of Eser Amos? So Rebelsky told me, follow Rav Moshe, and I don't remember numbers so well. And sure enough, let's take a look at the Psak of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe's Shita is very different than Chacham Avadya, and it's very clear and straightforward. Right after Rabbi Frank, we have the first tshuva of Rav Moshe, and what I heard from Rebelsky, Halacha Lemaisa, Rebelsky Zatzal, Halacha Lemaisa, about 10 years ago. Rav Moshe came out almost exactly like the Chazon Ish. Rav Moshe says, I measured my own thumbs, and I came out to 21.25 inches. That's very close to the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish was a little bit more. It was 22.7 inches. And then Rav Moshe even goes a bit further, and he says, really, you should be machmir up until 24 inches. Up until 24 inches. Okay?
Because he was small.
Why would anyone?
Wait, wait, just a second, Rabbi. Say, just a second.
Just a second.
Listen. Well, let's see. No. Rabbi said, don't bring in Ramesh's height now. Because he says, Kishir etzpa hu kefi midas adam beni berocha v'etzpa. U kefi shani madadati harbe po'omim. So Ramesh is not talking about his own thing, he's talking about the average person. Don't worry about Ramesh's height. This tiny about the Noda Yehuda, so it was a Talmud of the Noda Yehuda already made that point, that maybe the Noda Yehuda was affected by it. But Ramesh didn't. Ramesh was measuring with an adam beni. It's true, Ramesh was quite short. And the kachave, I measured the pirtsa, as Rebelski instructed me, according to these numbers of Ramesha, and therefore Rebelski was using the approach of Ramesha and the Chazon Ish. He said Ramesha of 210 inches, right? 210 inches, right? An amma, 10 ammas. An amma is 21 inches, times 10 is 210 inches, and as I'm saying it, that number rings familiar in my head. Again, I don't remember numbers, but I just remember that he told me to look at Ramesha. I think he even mentioned to me a number, and then I looked it up in the tshuva. It's the way we have it over here. And therefore, Rebelski followed Ramesha Shita even le kula for Hilchos Shabbos. Reb Chaim Noah's Shita is now going to become a Chumrah. It will be 189 inches for the Pirtza. See, this is why you can't look at things superficially. Every part of Allah has a double-edged sword to it. So Reb Chaim Noah would be a Chumrah. And that Pirtza in Camp Ask was in between 189 and 210 inches. Kachavit. That was exactly what it was. And Rebelski said that if it's less than 210, it's okay. That's what he told me. And I just want to point out that Ramesha Feinstein is actually not like Reb Chaim Noah and Chacham Avadia. Because Ramesha used his own thumbs. He measured with his own thumbs. And Ramesha says, and we follow the tzlach, that the size of the beitzim have changed mizman hazeh. And the Chassam Sofer, he says, his Lashon is Meduyik, Chassam Sofer agreed with the tzlach when it came to the Shir Revius. Notice he doesn't say in terms of the thumbs. He only said in terms of Revius, based on what we said. Therefore, according to Ramesha Feinstein, we do not go like Reb Chaim Noah. We do not go like with Chacham Avadia and say everything adds up. Rather, Ramesha said, we use our own thumbs. We use our own thumbs. And Ramesha felt that because we use our own thumbs, it could very well be that the shear is larger. Ramesha had a larger cheshvan than Reb Chaim Noah. And therefore, Ramesh is assuming that the Beitzim did change, and because our thumbs are larger, so then the Beitzim are larger, and therefore Ramesh felt that you go with the Tzlach, with the Shiur Revius. Hayotze Midvareinu, is that this is quite a sugya, where each one of the Gedolei Torah have different shitas. In Bnei Brak, it goes one way, in New York, it's somewhere in between, in Yerushalayim, Chacham Avadia feels strongly that the minig Yerushalayim was always 27 dram, v'chule, it's 1.5 beitzim, even our beitzim bizman hazeh, nothing has changed one iota. This is also basically the Shita Reb Chaim Noah. Reb Chaim Noah says the Gemara's fit beautifully, you don't need the Chassam Sofer's teretz, you don't need the Tzlach's teretz, if you keep the thumb down to two centimeters, then you'll be fine. Ramesha didn't keep the thumb down to 2 centimeters. The Tzlach didn't keep the thumb down to 2 centimeters. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. This becomes a mystery to this day. Becomes a mystery to this day. In many ways, Reb Chaim Noah's Shita makes a lot of sense. And the Yishuv of Chacham Avadia, to me, makes a lot of sense. Ve'idach gisa l'didi havi uvda. The Didi Avi Uvda, the Rebelski Zatzal, said that we went with Ramesha Adasof. Rebelski Lushitasa went with Ramesha Shita by Erevin Adasof. And he was both Machmir, according to Ramesha, in terms of making an Erev in New York, and he was Mekel, in terms of Shiurim, in terms of what is considered a Pirtza, Yeser Mi Eser, in terms of Hilchos Erevin. And therefore, to this day, there are different Mesoros, and each person should follow the Masorah from their Rabbeim. Next week, we will see how these different Mesoras play out in terms of the Shir Beged for Hilchos Tzitzis and back to Hilchos Shabbos about different Shilas of wearing Tzitzis without Tcheles. Speaking of Mesora, right? Of Tzitzis without Tcheles. And then in terms of how one could go out on Shabbos with Tzitzis without Tcheles, and that is connected also to Shir Beged that we'll discuss in Mirtzei Hashem next week.
Pompeii was destroyed in 79 CE.
79 of the Common Era, not 69 before the Common Era. Shekoach. But the eggs presumably didn't change between that in that 110 years. Shekoach.